So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Our question, good or bad, why were the police talking to you? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, Bejola.
Hola.
Long-time listener, first-time caller. So I have two stories.
All right.
About this situation in my time of active duty military. First one, Fort Carson, Colorado. I was on CQ, manning the front desk with my sergeant and whatnot, and it's a lax detail. Like, you know, you really don't do much other than answering the door or the phone. But MPs came through my barracks building I was staying in and went to one room. 10 minutes later, a soldier within my company just got walked out in handcuffs. Turns out the guy had 9mm ammo, two magazines of 9mm, a crossbow and crossbow bolts.
And I'm assuming all that should not be in his possession.
No, like there's really strict rules when it comes to like live ammo and weaponry in the barracks. That's a big no-no.
Well, someone probably had to tell him.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I wouldn't be surprised if that happened. So a couple years later, when I got stationed at JBLM, I was waking up to do my morning PT and whatnot, and sure enough, I had a knock on my door. Opened the door, turns out it was one of my MP buddies that I cooked food for and whatnot before he goes on a shift from the chow hall. He's like, "Hey, do you have any contraband in your room right now?" I'm like, "No, I do not." He's like, "Okay, because we're going to sweep through here right now. Do not leave your room."
Now, let me ask you this real quick. It's fair, as a friend, yes, I would ask my friends, do you have any contraband? Was he just asking as a friend, or was he asking because legitimately you might have contraband?
Asking professionally because it turns out it was one of my buddies who knocked on my door. So I was like, okay, heck, do your thing and whatnot, and we'll talk it over once you get over to the chow hall for your breakfast meal and whatnot. And sure enough, they brought in a drug-sniffing dog into the barracks room I was staying in with another guy. I let the dog sniff through every nook and cranny in the room. And our rooms were clean, and they went on to the next set. Next day, afterwards and whatnot, my buddy told me, he's like, they found, like, marijuana, cocaine, I think even some fentanyl, too, if I remember correctly.
Jeez. No, I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, that's out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, if he could do that lean where he's like looking like he's going to fall over, but doesn't, that's the tell.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, why didn't you just become a gymnast?
Was it someone you knew, I'm assuming?
No. I just recently got to JBLM at the time of this drug shakedown, so I didn't know fully everyone yet. Like, this happened within like a month of me getting to JBLM after doing the in processing and all that, getting introduced to my unit. And getting my barracks room. So it happened within a month.
And how long have you not been down at the base?
I make trips over to the base because I'm still within the military. I'm National Guard now.
Well, that's what I was asking. Are you a Texas Roadhouse guy?
Texas Roadhouse? Yes, I like the Texas Roadhouse, but I heard some not good things about it recently from my sister.
Okay. Well, she's the judge and the jury.
Yeah.
No, but other than that, like, the fact that we actually had a Texas Roadhouse kind of blew me away when I first got over to JBLM. I was like, wait, when the heck we got this?
Yeah. Well, it's a whole city, man. It's the third biggest city in Washington?
What, JBLM?
I believe so.
What, after Tacoma?
That would make sense.
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah, I mean, once you get in there, the size of it is massive.
I'm not trying to go back there, man. It would have to be like an official visit that they know in advance, because again, the one time that I've been on that base, a friend of mine, she worked for the Department of Defense. She was there, I don't know, 6 months, maybe a year, whatever, Chris, to the system. Don't know what she was doing, but that's where she stayed. And we had an event, because he brought up the drug-sniffing dog. Luckily, that was not a part of this whole story, but we had an event the night before. She spent the night at my place. We drop her off at JBLM. No big deal, but you drive up there and ask for ID, which we get. She's DOD. Everyone's cool. I hand her my ID, and instantly, they're like, pull over to the side, right? And they're not joking. And again, just, I don't know what it's about, but I'm not worried about this. But the two guards came over with M16s, and they're just standing behind the vehicle. A third guy is doing whatever he's doing, right? And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. Now, I may or may not have had drugs on me that I quietly pulled out of my pocket and shoved under a seat because I'm sitting in the back seat. Anyway, they came over, and someone with my name, exact name, different middle name, as far as I know, but they did whatever they did in Germany at Ramstein Air Force Base. They would not tell me what the situation was. But again, it was cleared up in a couple of minutes because they just asked me, have you ever been to Ramstein Air Force Base? I'm like, I've never heard of that in my life. They said it's in Germany. At that point, I'm like, bro, I've never been to Germany. So it's still a few more minutes because they need to make double sure. But they're like, well, hey, look, because they said, don't visit there. That's what I have no plans. Not Germany, Ramstein Air Force Base. I'm like, I cannot think of a reason why I'd be there, but not a problem. And they said, someone with your name did something very, very bad. And I'm like, what did they do? They're like, sir, we cannot tell you that. And I'm like, wow, man.
You should have started playing Ramstein on your phone. Like, I have no idea, man.
Yeah, but I have nothing to do with that. But I had removed perhaps some contraband out of my pockets to elsewhere in the car, in case they pulled my ass out.
Well, the MP's got to stay up on that, because unfortunately, there's so many people in the military.
Sure.
Like, that stuff happens all the time. I watched a whole show last night about these National Guardsmen down in Texas who basically kind of got into drug running across the border. And they were like, we didn't ask what it was, but like, the border agents wouldn't mess with them, because they're National Guardsmen. So if you fill out the proper paperwork, you could take a military vehicle. So they just kept waving them through, and then finally, somebody got caught with something, and they figured it out.
Uh-huh.
But, okay. Yeah, so when he was like, yeah, they came through and swept the barracks, I was like, that's got to happen a decent amount.
I would think so, yeah.
Well, plus you're dealing generally with people that are younger.
Yeah, you're dealing with absolutely. You're dealing with kids.
Yeah.
I mean, for the most part. I mean, I sit with those guys at the bar all the time, down in DuPont. I'm just like, I cannot. They're talking about Ranger stuff, and I'm looking at them like, wow, dude, you are. I know you're in shape. I just can't believe how young your face looks. You know, you are in tip-top physical shape.
Sure.
You could run farther than anybody. I get it.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Good or bad, why were the police talking to you? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Andy. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bichola.
Hola.
So, yeah, so this was the summer of 94. I was 19 years old, and I was working at this hotel. And I had the 11 to 7 shift, so I was like the night auditor guy. And come about 3 a.m., well, first of all, I thought it was a good idea, since this was during the week, that I would just drop a hit of acid. Right? So I dropped a small hit of acid. It was the weekday. I've been there for 6 months, and it was just supposed to be a dead day. It was like a random Tuesday or Wednesday. So I'm like, I'll just take a hit of acid and just go to work. And, you know, it's a good 8 hours, whatever. And so come about 3 a.m., I was at full peak, you know, pupils dilated, everything. Just seeing stuff. There's like a little fireplace they turned on, you know, in the little lobby area, and I just stared at that for a few hours. But then this lady came in, and she was roughly around 60, you know, at 19, it's hard to judge age, but she was around 60, I think. And she's like, oh, I'm here to check in. I'm like, you know, after getting her name and stuff like that, just peeking. She wasn't there. We didn't have a reservation for her. And so she started to argue, and I'm like, I'm sorry, I don't have a reservation. And then she started getting really angry and started like pushing chairs around. I'm like, sorry, miss, I don't even know what's happening right now. And so I ended up having to call the police because she started to cause more of a disturbance. And I was trying to tell her to keep it down because, you know, there was adjacent rooms available. Ended up calling the police 30 minutes later. Just eyes are dilated. You know, they're all black and they're just, I am so high. And the cops come in. I'm trying to explain to them what the hell is going on. And I'm like, this lady, she doesn't have a reservation. And I'm like, I don't even know what the hell's happening right now. And it come to find out, they talked to her, and she was at a completely different hotel. They had to break it down with her. And during this whole event, I have no idea what's going on. And then these ladies come in right after the cops are talking to her. And they're like, hi. And this is at this point, it's 4 a.m. And these two ladies come in. They're like, yeah, we're looking for a room, whatever, you know, 401. But they're dressed in, like, gowns and everything. And I'm like, yeah, sure, whatever. I'll even walk you to the room just to get out of this scenario of this lady pointing. Cops are like, oh, is everybody blah, blah, blah. So I walk them to this room, not even thinking anything of it. Come to find out, so after the cops, they escorted the lady out. They took her to her adjacent hotel. And I'm just losing my mind at this point, going, what the hell is happening? I dropped off the lady. So come 6 a.m., I'm starting to come down. Everything is starting to, you know, reality is starting to come back again. Well, they checked in after I figured out there was two Disney executives, and that was my first time I ever saw escorts at that level.
Oh!
And so they had two escorts. Dealt with these Disney executives. 6 a.m., those gentlemen check out, like, around... Oh, it was like 8 a.m. Those girls left at 7 and just grabbed a mint and said, thanks, honey, and they left.
Grabbed a mint.
So, give me a kiss. Come on in.
Yeah, that was it. They just grabbed a, like, one of those little peppermint checkered mint things, you know, the red and you know, or white ones, and said thanks. And then that was my night. But, I mean, this hotel, I mean, it was Disney executive, so it wasn't not, you know, a Best Western of some sort.
Yeah, I get what they're up to.
The gowns at that time of night.
I wouldn't have thought about it either, man.
That was my first thought. They got to be high-end escorts.
Yeah, Disney. Happiest place on earth.
Good or bad, why were the police talking to you?
Get a mitt.
Well, gals, take off that gown.
206-803-ROCK.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.